Sam, welcome to West Bromwich Albion. A big club and a big opportunity for yourself.
Yeah, both. Yeah. I hope it's going to be, as you said, like the perfect match. I ain't going to lie. I mean, it's a great opportunity for me. It's a big club. It's a club first league and then the club that I wanted to come. On the other hand, I, without being big-headed, I hope and I think it's a good job for West Brom also, you know. So hopefully we're going to do the good job and we're going to play good football, make the fans happy and try to get the club back into the Premier League.
I know there's a lot of things that could change between now and the first game of the season, but in terms of the challenge that awaits you in the Championship, hopefully getting promoted, how do you assess that challenge that's in front of you?
Look, it depends what you mean by that. The challenges are massive, but you have a challenge in every club, in any league in Europe or in the world. But the fact about the club, the challenges, one is the name of the club. The name of the club is so big that automatically you have to challenge for the Premier League. But then the name of the club means, but then you need the squad, you need the players, you need the ingredients to do a good job. And of course, now we are in a position that West Brom, or we, last season, we had on paper very good team, very good squad. That was very, it was promising and it was planned to come back to the Premier League. Now it is changing, you know, because we have first of all 6 or 7 players who went back on loan. Then you have a few players that stayed last season when we got relegated. Now they are now hopefully, and we're going to do everything to keep them, but it's not everything down to us. You know, you have Dwight Gale situation, you have take just Gale and Rodriguez, you know. Two of them are deciding how ambitious you're going to be. No matter how you work, no matter how much luck you have, but just two of them. If they stay, brilliant. If they go, you have to replace them. If you don't replace them, very simple. Your chances are very, very slim. You know, so you have the name of the club and you have the current situation of the club. Name of the club is massive. We are not the only one. You have, I don't know, the half of the league can say we are massive club as well, but nobody is bigger than us. We are there with them, you know. But then, that's one story. The second story is the reality and the strength of your squad. As I said, not to say it again, last year we had a really good squad, but that squad is already changed because of the loans, and we're going to see what's going to happen during the transfer window. That's why I say we have to be prepared for every position, to be ready. We have to work hard, and of course, even if somebody goes, and we're going to try to keep who we want to keep, of course, but if it's out of our hands, if somebody goes, then we're going to have decent kind of money to get the replacements either in England or if it's not possible because of the price in Britain, then in Europe, you know. And with the money that we're going to have, we will have to be very clever. We will have to be very brave, me, Luke, whoever, to take the decisions. But also we will have to be very lucky, because for that kind of money, then there are no guarantees, you know, but it can be done. It can be done. So no, only what I don't want to say is I want to be realistic. I don't also want to put unrealistic pressure on myself, on the players, on whoever. I'm going to be open and say what I think. Sorry, but I don't want to be negative. I want to be positive, because only if we stay positive and optimistic, then you can succeed.
And in terms of the starting point to reshaping your squad, have you sat down, or are you going to sit down with the players and have a chat with them, find out where they all are?
Of course. But we were there today. We started this morning. We only have 15 plus three, you know, players. So some of them will still come. Some of them went back. Some of them are on our list. Some of them will see what's going to happen with them. So it's It's not ideal, but you know, it's only start. We don't have too much time. We can't say we're going to wait for whatever, 2 or 3 weeks. No, we are working full speed, but knowing that it may be changes, and hopefully, and I have a feeling, and I spoke with the players a little bit. I spoke all together with them, had a short meeting this morning to introduce myself and my staff, but I'm going to spoke to them individually, of course, more, and then I'm going to feel or hear or see or everything how they feel about next season.
But it's going to be exciting. Whatever happens, it's going to be exciting.
This is one of the reasons, you know, why I came here. I like it, and it's, as you said, it ain't going to be boring, that's for sure.